Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Who gets the grace? Verse 7, read it with me. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Now, the word submit is the same idea we just got through reading about under. It means literally to rank under. Submit yourselves to God. Take your rank under God. Amen. You and God equal in rank? You have to ask these questions because people are so mixed up in their minds. Say, oh, we're all equal. Everybody's equal. Based on what? We're going to get into this eventually. We are loved equally. We all have equal rights and privileges in the redemptive work of Christ. We don't all have the same place in the body. We'll show you scriptures about this as we go, but it begins here. If you don't get this, there's no need talking about the other. Submit yourselves to who? Who's going to make you do this? Nobody. The understood subject here is what?
You.
Who's going to submit you to God? Only you. Because He's not going to make you do it. So if you don't submit you to God, you won't be submitted to God, period. And that's one of the biggest differences between submission in God and in the kingdom and the way the world does things. In the world, controlled by the enemy, things are by force. People in control force people under them to do what they want them to do. That's the devil. This is not the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, no matter what your place is in the body or the church, you're never supposed to try to make somebody do something.
Right.
Ever. Mm-hmm. What if they won't do it? Well, then they won't do it. Mm-hmm. It'll cost them, but God won't make them. You shouldn't try. And He won't make us submit to Him. But you can submit yourself. And this truth, the enemy, it's not that these things are hard to understand, it's the enemy is scared of this. He is terrified of this revelation we're talking about now, and so he will do everything he can to get you, your mind bent against this idea. Because if you ever give God the proper place He's supposed to have in your life, and take your place under Him. Read the rest of this verse.
Resist the devil.
Who's going to resist the devil? Same person that submits themselves to God. Now, which comes first, resisting the devil or submitting yourself to God? You're not in a position to resist the devil unless and until you submit yourself to God. Why? The scripture also says, give the devil no place. Well, that would be yielding to the enemy. If you yield to the enemy, he knows he doesn't have to yield to you. You remember Jesus said when it came time to go to the cross, he said, the prince of darkness of this world comes and he has nothing in me.
Amen.
Don't you like that phrase?
Yes.
What does that mean? The master is saying, I have not yielded to the enemy at all. I'm not under him at all. He's got nothing in me.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, don't you like that, brother? And you see in the temptation in the wilderness, the enemy was trying to get him under him.
That's right.
Remember, he showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. He said, all this has been given to me. Is that true? It is true. If it wasn't true, it wouldn't have been a temptation.
That's right.
Jesus would have known if it wasn't true. We're still talking about the same thing. How in the world did all the kingdoms of the world come under the enemy? Adam and Eve yielded to him. Come on, can you see this? They yielded to him. If you'd have been submitted to God, you'd have done exactly what he told you to do. Is that right? You wouldn't have ate the fruit. You wouldn't have done. But they got out from under God. Stopped listening to him, unhooked from him. Stopped obeying him. Did what the enemy suggested, which is given him a place over you and taken a place under him. And that's when 2 Corinthians 4:4 talks about Satan became the god of this world. And he still is today. Satan is the god of this world. And that's not going to last forever. But right now, that's the case. In fact, 1 John talks about it. Am I moving too fast? Am I giving you too much too quick here? I think you can take it. What do you think? Where is that scripture? I got excited and lost my notes here. 1 John. 1 John 5:19. Thank you, Lord. 1 John 5:19. He says, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. That's the King James. Look at the NIV. The whole world is under the control of the evil one. Under. You see that word again? Under. Under. What did James say? Submit yourself to God. How do you do that? Has to be a heart thing. God would know if it's just lip service. Right? If it's just empty talk, he would know. Has to be a heart thing. What do? You acknowledge. I am not God. I'm not my own God. I didn't create myself. I certainly didn't create the planet I'm standing on. I didn't create our star, the sun, the oxygen I'm breathing. There's a creator.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a creator. He's awesome. He's mighty. I bow my knees.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Before the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I submit myself under. Everybody say under.
Under.
Under. Under. Now see, the enemy hates that word under. Oh, you talk about somebody who hates something. The devil hates submission. What did he do? How did he wind up where he is now? He rebelled. Come on, can you see this? He rebelled, and he didn't have a reason to rebel. God never mistreated him. Even though he had so much and had been given so much, he wasn't created a devil. He was created an anointed cherub with amazing beauty and amazing wisdom and amazing abilities. And who knows how long he was working in the things of God. We don't know how many eons that happened. But at some point, the Bible said iniquity was found in him. God didn't put it there. He used the amazing wisdom God had given him and corrupted it. He did it himself. And fathered lying. God didn't create lying and deceiving. The devil did. And he is so wise and so persuasive, he convinced a third of the angels that they did not have to be under God. They are going to break free from God's rulership. Now, this just sounds crazy to us. But you weren't there.
That's right.
Right? And you've only been alive this long. We're talking about beings that have been around for millions of years, billions of years. Somebody says, is there life out there? Oh, yeah. And they're not Terran. They're not from Earth. Angels, evil spirits. And he threw off God's authority. And what's the first thing he does when God creates his man in the perfect environment and garden? Everything's perfect. There's no curse. There's no death. Nothing evil. He comes to influence the man to do what? Break away, not listen to God's commands. Come on, can you see this? And that's why the earth is in the mess that it's in right now.
Amen.
It's because of human beings throwing off God's authority, refusing to submit to Him, and insisting on doing their own thing and being independent. It is the scourge of the planet. It is the cause of all the pain down here.
Yes.
Defiance and disobedience and rebellion. And that's why when you start talking about submission and being under somebody, people's flesh just flares up and goes, under? I'm an American.
Right.
I ain't under nobody. Then you're not under God.
Right.
Who are you under? That's an important question. Oh boy. But it's the enemy that is full of defiance and rebellion. I mean, if God said yes, the devil would say no without thinking. You understand what I'm saying? If God said do it, the devil will say, I'm not going to do it. Do you want the nature of the devil in you?
No.
Do you want to yield? Do you want to be like this?
No.
And just, I don't claim to know, you know, a whole lot about God. I hadn't been alive that long. But one thing I keep seeing over and over, and I've discerned this, I believe, personally from Him. He has been angered and hurt by this. I'm talking about God Himself. A lot of things happened before Genesis. We know nothing about. But apparently, creation after creation that God has made, angels, whatever the evil spirits were before, human beings, time after time, God's creation has risen up against Him and defied Him and rebelled against Him. And it has hurt Him and it has angered Him. And I made up my mind, I'm not going to be like that.
Amen.
How about you?
Yes.
I'm not going to be like that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.